And this year should be a special class for Rami Rossi Shehichli Nishmas Marasester Pasrib Shmuel. We are continuing our discussion. Recently we've had numerous shiurim on the topic of Arus B'mitzvis, and we're going in the derech of the great Rosh Yeshiva Hagon Rabbi Avram Farbstein Zecher Tzadik Livracha in Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim and Siman Tavkuf Peites Sivav. It says that even though women are patur, they're still allowed to be tokeh b'shofar. V'chein echad shekvar yatsa echad sheyatsa kvar yochol itkoa lehotzian. Somebody who's already yotzei tkiyah shofar is allowed to blow in order to be motzi the women. Aval ein mevarachos v'lo yevarachu lehem. Women don't make a bracha, and nobody should make a bracha for them. And the Rama writes, aval haminag shehanoshim mevarachos. The minag is that women do make a bracha. Al kol mitzvah esei shazman graman, all time bound mitzvahs. So therefore the Mechaber says, no, women don't make a bracha. It's well known that Moifes Hador, Agon Rebbe Avadi Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was very stark with the Mechaber, with Maran. Maran is the posek of Eretz Yisrael. And Maran says, no brachas on mitzvah shazman gramas. So that's what Rebbe Avadi says Sephardi women should do. Some do that, some follow other shittas. But the Rama holds that women make a bracha on mitzvah shazman gramas. That's why our wives, if you're Ashkenazi, so your wife makes a bracha on mitzvah shazman gramas. V'kan gam tivarechna le'atzman, aval acherim lo yivarechu lehem. Here they should make a bracha for themselves, but nobody else should make a bracha for them. In this machlokes, l'inyan bracha kvar huva b'toises Rosh Hashanah v'amid gimel, this machlokes about a bracha, whether we make a bracha mitzvah shazman gramas, was brought in toises Rosh Hashanah l'amid gimel, Rambam ravid perak gimel l'ilchas tzitzis. And even though kol habrachas hamitzvos af pi sheyatzei motzi, here there's no arvus because it's a mitzvah de reshus for women, and therefore you can't be an arei for them, and therefore you can't make a bracha because women don't have to keep this mitzvah. It's not obligatory upon them, like brachas hananin that you don't make for other people because you're not arei, because it's not a brachas chova. And apparently this svara is pshat in the Ritva. And Rabbeinu Chananeh and the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Chananeh on Rosh Hashanah, Darkei Moshe, Magen Avram writes, Reish Tzadivav, Shenoshim, Af Al Pi, Shemavdilos La'atzman, Haish Shekvar Yotze, Ein Mavdil Lahem, Niskabin Lazeh, Neishen Kan Arvus, Ubirchaso, Shem Bracha Levatola, Allah. So what the Magen Avraham says is that women can make Havdalah for themselves, but a man who already made Havdalah cannot, because there's no Arvus. And his bracha has a Shem Bracha Levatala, because he's not responsible for them, because they're not obligated. And Machatzis HaShekel, the Mishnah Berurah, explained the Magen Avraham, but Devarim Tzrichim Iyun. Akapona, but that's the Yesod HaDvarim that comes out from the first leg of our shir. You don't make a bracha for women if they themselves are not chayavos, because there's no arvus. There's no responsibility for a man to a woman if the women aren't chayav. There's another shita that b'chalal there's no arvus between man and woman. Even though there is arvus, but here where women aren't chayavos b'mitzvah, there's no arvus. But we have to understand that when a man blows a shofar for a woman, so it has a shem ma'ase mitzvah on this tkiyah. How do you know it has a shem ma'ase mitzvah? Because you make a bracha. Like the Rama says, aval haminag shanashim mevarchos kan tivarechna latzman. You see that there is a bracha. And it's pashut that if a cheresh or shoyter or nachri blows for a woman, that doesn't have a shem tkiyah. She can't make a bracha. So Bishlam, if we say that b'chol ha-mitzvahs af al pi sheyatzei motzi b'lidin arvus, so if you're not coming on to the din of arvus, so then we understand how the man can be tokeh for the woman. Because as we discussed in the previous shir, shaila of is there arvus by mitzvahs? We saw the arvus by brachas. Is there also arvus by mitzvahs? So if you hold that there's arvus by mitzvahs, and af bishi yatsa motzi, if you hold this, you don't need to come on to arvus by mitzvahs, and af bishi yatsa motzi even without arvus, so we understand that the man is tokeh for the woman. But if you say that there has to be arvus, how is a woman yotze with the tkiyah of the man? What makes his tkiyah shem tkiyah smitzvah? What makes it a tkiyah smitzvah? He was already yotze. It's like just hearing stama, musical instrument. So it must be that kol echad shubar chiyuva v'shayach l'mitzvah yachol lasos mitzvah v'ur chaveiro. So it must be that if someone's a bar chiyuva and he's shayach to the mitzvah, so he could do the mitzvah for his friend. So we understand how the man is being tokeya and how the woman is making a bracha, because it's a shem ma'isa mitzvah. But if there's no arvus, if you need to come on to arvus and there's no arvus, so here there should be no arvus, because she's not obligated and he's just blowing a musical instrument, and how can you make a bracha? It's not a tkiyas mitzvah, because there's no arvus and you need to come on to arvus for mitzvahs according to this tzad. So it must be like we said in the previous shir, that if you're a bar chiyuva, you're shaykh to the mitzvah, you could do a mitzvah for your friend, you don't even need to come on to arvus. And memela she's hearing a kol tkiyas mitzvah, and she can also make a bracha. The Darkei Moshe brings the Das HaMaril, who argues and holds Shehaish HaTokeh LeNoshim Im Ein Yodos Levarech Mevarech B'Shvilam, that a man blows shofar for the women. If they don't know how to make the bracha themselves, then the man makes the bracha for them. And we have to understand why. There's no arvus, so how's he making a bracha for them? L'chor, it should be a bracha levatala, because there's no arvus, and in order to make a bracha, as we see in the Gemara, you need to come on to arvus. But here it's a rishus, so there should be no din arvus. Asher nira b'das ha Darkei Moshe b'shem ha-ma'aril שבוודאי בשאר ברוך ברכת המצוות, כגון בנטילת לולב או אפילו בתקיעת שופר, במקרה שהאישה עצמה תוקעת, אין האיש יכול לברך בשבילן, שהרי אינו ערב למצווה דרשות. בוודאי, that other ברכת המצוות, לולב, even תקיע שופר, when the woman herself is blowing a man, can't make the bracha because he's not ערב for a mitzvah. That's merely a rishus. But where he himself is tokeya, and there's a chalois shemaitza mitzvah of rishus, al tkiyaso, as we said in the previous shir, that this tkiya has a shemaitza mitzvah, he's a bar chiyuva, he's blowing the shofar for the woman, so it has a shemaitza mitzvah. So memeila mevarech midina oisa mitzvah l'acherim. When you do a mitzvah for somebody else, you make the bracha, like we brought in the Rambam in the previous shir. And just like when a woman fulfills a mitzvah of rishus, she makes a bracha, so too, when a man does a ma'isa mitzvah of rishus, he makes a bracha. And this bracha is shayach to himself, because he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah. Mashenkei netilas lulav, the woman's doing the ma'isa mitzvah. The woman's taking the lulav. And since the woman's taking the lulav, he can't make a bracha. And so too by Havdalah, that the Etzem mitzvah is the bracha, so there's going to be no arvus, and he can't make the bracha for her. And that's why we saw in the Magen Avraham that a man doesn't make Havdalah for a woman if he already made. But if he's doing a Maisa mitzvah, this Tkiya Shofar is a Maisa mitzvah, he can also make a bracha on his Maisa mitzvah. However, the She'iltas, She'ilin and Dalit writes, after he brings the Mishnah, that if you're not Mechuyev, he can't be Motzi others. He writes, Baram, Man de Mekadesh v'nafi g'day chovasa umayu la'apukei acherim g'day chovasa. Mi amrin and kevin de iftar, la, hava la kekatan v'asar v'lo mapik, perish de chashiv, ena mechuyev b'davar kevin shen iftar. And he concludes, O Dilma kevin de chiyuvahu de ika alayu, de bai kidushe omeza le'olam, kochad mi yisra mechayev bravuse de chavre, yukuman de lo iftar dami o mapik acherim. So Shilta says, somebody was Makadesh and he was already Yotze, can he be Motzi others? Do we say that since he's already Pater, he's like a Katan and he's not Motzi because he's considered Enu Mechuyev B'davar because he's already Pater? Or maybe no, since it's a Chiyuv that he has to make Kiddush, and the Hamik Shela writes that he's considered a Bar Chiyuva because of this, because he's a Chiyuv Kiddush on him. Kol Chad Miyisrael, every Jewish person is Chayv and Arvus on his friend. And it's like he isn't Pater, he wasn't absolved from his obligation, and he's Motzi others. Harei, we see a chiddush here from the Shiltas. Shegam mitzvot tzrichim din arvut. By mitzvahs, you need to come onto arvus. That was our discussion in the previous shir. We see here that mitzvahs, you need to come onto arvus. Shiuchal lotzi chavero, in order to be able to be motzi your friend. And even though we're dealing here with kiddush, and there's a din bracha, but the She'iltas isn't coming mitzat birchas the bracha. He's coming mitzat the mitzvah. Because he's referring to the Mishnah that's talking about mitzvahs. That if you're mechuyev b'davar, then you can be motzi others in mitzvahs. That's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, page 29a. So in the context of that Mishnah, the Heilige She'iltas tells us that we need to come on to Arvus. And then he talks that, he brings in the idea of Kiddush, the halach of Kiddush. But he's referring to the mission that's talking about mitzvahs. And he says that by Kiddush, you need to come on to Arvus. So he's talking about Kiddush mitzvah the mitzvah. So in other words, mitzvah the mitzvah, you need Arvus. And so too b'she'ilta kufayin aleph u'b'bahag linyin tkiyas tim yatsim otzi aleph lameh abraisa d'chol abrachas. The bahag also learns that it's medin arvus, because he, I'm talking about tkiyas, that if he's yatsim, he's already allowed to be motzi others. He quotes the gemara about brachas, that there's a din of arvus by brachas. So he also holds that you need to come on to arvus by mitzvahs. ועל כוחנו לדבריהם חד דינה ברכות ומצוות יתלהו. Brachas and mitzvahs have one din, ובכולו באי להוציא חברו לדין ערבות, ומדין ערבות חשיב מחויב בדבר. And all of them, you need to be motzi your friend מדין ערבוס, and ערבוס makes you מחויב בדבר. וכן מוכח בתוספות, בברכות ממחת ובראש, לעניין ברכת המזון, שמוציא את חברו מדין ערבות. Also by Birchas Hamazon, Tosfos in the Rosh states midin arvus. Ve'ein lomar de mishum bracha levatala tzarich din arvut. Ah, you're going to tell me that you need to come onto arvus by benching because of bracha levatala. But that's not the issue, because they were talking there about somebody who's mechuyev midrabbanan. So there's no issue of bracha levatala. If you're chayev in a bracha midrabbanan, even midaraisa, there's no bracha levatala. So why do they need to come on to Din Arvus in order to make Birkas HaMazon into a bracha? It's already a bracha. It must be that in order to be motzi somebody else, you need to have Arvus by benching. Umuchach de lausi mishe mechuyav b'doraita by l'din arvut. If you want to be motzi, the Rabbanu wants to be d'oraisa, you need Arvus. And without Arvus, it doesn't have a shame mitzvah Birkas HaMazon. And this is Tshuvas and Rabbi Kivager and Simit Zayin that we've quoted numerous times. Turei Evin, Rosh Hashanah, Sham Basugya. B'tzarich lomar, az ma svara b'davar? D'savrei, d'chol mi shepatur midavar ve'osehu, ein shem ma'aseh mitzvah Allah. If you're putter and you do it, that's not called a ma'aseh mitzvah, even though you're doing it for others that they should be yotzei. We don't say that since your friend is yotzei, memela has a shem ma'aseh mitzvah. But adarabba, first there has to be a chalos shem ma'aseh mitzvah, and then your friend is yotzei. So that's according to these rishonim, that you need to come on to arvus. ועוד נראה להוסיף טעם שצריכים דין ערבות. די המגן אברהם בסימן תפריש צדי וב פסק דעונן שהוא פטור מן המצוות אם שמע את המגילה בעת ענינותו לא יצא ידי חובתו. מגן אברהם פסקינס were giving another reason why I need to come on to Arvus. Because the מגן אברהם פסקינס that an onen whose relative just died pre-kavura, he's pater min ha-mitzvahs. If he reads the Megillah when he's an onen, he's not yotzei. U'kishi yatsa me'aninuto, when he comes out of his aninus, sarich lachzor v'likro, he has to read again. Somebody hears the Megillah when they're an onen, not yotzei. When he comes out of his aninus, then he has to read again. Because he read B'Shas P'tur. It's gebrengt by the Mishnah Brura, B'Simen Ayin Aleph, and in Kriya Shema. If somebody reads Shema, then when they're in Onein, they have to read it again. So to the Tureya, when Tureya Ben Rosh Hashanah, he proves in the Mishnah that if a person blows the shofar, when they're an Eved, and then there's a Shichur, he has to blow again. So there's a lot, a Gavra about Lav Bar Chiyuva, he's an Eved. So he's Mufka from the Etzem Asiyas HaMitzvah. Doesn't even have a Shem Tkiyah. But in Onein, the whole Ptur is that he has to be Osek B'meis. So maybe there he could be Yotzei. Because he's a Gavra Bar Chiyuva. And it has a Shem Meis HaMitzvah. Nevertheless, he's not yotzei. So you see that in order that a mitzvah should count for a mitzvah, he has to be mekayim the mitzvah when he's chayiv. And I direct you to the chedushim of Reb Chaim Halevi, famous Reb Chaim Linyan Katan Sheshachdu Alav Asa Pesach VeHigdil Nifter MiPesach Sheni. A lot of Torah about this one. You see from the Magen Avram that you need to be, in order for a person, in order for there to be a Shem Ma'aseh Mitzvah, The person needs to be Yotzei. He needs to be Chayiv. If he's not Chayiv, there's no Shem Aysa Mitzvah. And that would explain why, in order to be Motzi others, you need to come on to Arvus. Otherwise, just as far as your Maisa Mitzvah is not called a Maisa Mitzvah, if you're not Chayiv. Minera שמלבד דין הקיום דבעינן שיקיים את המצווה הצ'ית שמחויב בה גם מעשה המצווה צריך לעשותו בחיוב. Besides the din kiyum, that a person has to be mekayim the mitzvah and he's mechuyev, the maisa mitzvah also has to be done bechiyuv. The kiyum has to be that he's bechiyuv with an obligation, and the kiyum, the maisa, has to be done with an obligation. And therefore, when your friend blows for you, so the shmia and the kiyum is b'chiyuv. That's great. But the mais also has to be b'chiyuv. The tkiyah also has to be b'chiyuv. And the tokeya, if he was already yotzei, isn't m'chuyuv. If not midin arvus, that's why I have to come on to arvus. And only because of arvus is his maisa considered a maisa beis chiyuv. Lashon HaShiltas that we brought earlier, command lo iftar dami. When you come on to Arvus, it's like you weren't yet putter, so it's like being done beis chiyuv. And according to this, we understand that when a person blows shofar for women, even if he was already yotzei, it's a good tkiyah. Even though there's no Arvus, because it's not an obligation, there's no Arvus if there's no obligation. But there only needs to be an obligation on you, there's an obligation on the other person. But here, their mitzvah is a mitzvah of rishus. Even when they're blowing themselves, they're not doing it as a chov. They're not obligated. And therefore, if somebody already was yotzei, but he's motzi them, because they're in the gedra of rishus. So he also doesn't have to be mechuyev. But a cheresh and a nachri who blows for them, they're mufka from the asiyas ha-mitzvah. They're completely precluded from fulfilling the mitzvah. That doesn't have a shem maisa mitzvah. When a man blows for a woman, it has a shem maisa mitzvah. But when a man blows for a woman, it has a shem maisa mitzvah. When a cherish or a shote or a goy blows for a woman, it doesn't have a shem maisa mitzvah. So that doesn't count. Because you need, and a woman needs to hear a maisa mitzvah of tkiyah. But when a man blows for, even if there's no arvus, but it doesn't matter, because it doesn't need to be arvus. Arvus just creates a chiyuv on the doer in order that he can be motzi, the one who's being yotzei. The arvus, the responsibility for his friend, creates a chiyuv. But here you don't need that chiyuv. Why not? Because women are only chayiv in the level of rishus. And a male, you don't have to come on to arvus to create a chiyuv for the man, because women don't even have a chiyuv. That's awesome, Baruch Hashem. It's a lot more to talk about, my sweet friends. What can I tell you? A lot of Torah here. An Arvus. It's Maim She'en L'Misayif. So I give ourselves a bracha that we should be zochet to continue. B'simcha b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.